Good afternoon, everyone. Let's get started. I went quickly through the RFQs that were submitted, and I just made a few notes. And comparing Millig's to Wilden's, those were the only two submissions we got.
Did you see the spreadsheet I sent you? I sent it yesterday, and it has like a summary of the whole entire thing, comparing it side by side. I sent it to all three of us, or all four of us.
I have got that.
I just thought it might be easier to kind of go through that instead of going back and forth with the pages.
Okay, how about we hit the points that I've got.
Sure.
Or within the RFQ itself, and then we do financials.
Sure, that's fine with me, yes.
Page three, and you guys don't have to look this stuff up because I need to make some more notes.
Did you accept what Weston sent this morning?
I haven't even looked at emails, Chrissy, between airport, this RFQ, and another things I haven't even looked at.
He sent the bond and then their resumes today.
Okay.
I didn't know if you want to accept them or not. We have to have the bond, I'm assuming, but.
Yeah, so. I wanted to know what their bonding capacity is.
Okay.
And to send a bond.
Okay. Go ahead.
But on page three, under grant and funding support, midway through that paragraph, it's got Millig has engaged Christina Beringer and from Beringer Consultants. Christina and Millig's Director of Marketing, Amy McVeigh, will support the design team. So I guess one of the questions, is everyone available at 8:30 and 9 o'clock tomorrow if these both of these companies are available for interviews?
Yes. Weston already said he was. He answered you in the email. I'm available.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
Yeah, I am too.
Okay. Paula, if both of those, both Millig and Weston already has, but if Millig sends that they're okay with that or emails that they're okay with that, can you set up a couple of virtual meetings, please?
Do you want them separate or do you want two separate ones?
Two separate ones.
Okay.
But anyway, so I guess one of the questions I'm going to have is this Christina and is their marketing director? Are they the ones going to be submitting grants or what exactly are they going to help us solicit funds for and from?
If they want to like write the grant and everything like that, I think we're okay with that because I know Weston will be very helpful in writing the grant for underfunded for DOLA, you know, writing all the application. I'm okay with that if you guys are.
Yeah, I am, as long as
because they have all the data anyway.
Right, they do. And then I need to ask Aaron with Millig this question. It's on page 10, last paragraph. In addition, and likely contrary to your previous experience, Los Angeles County will never receive a change order on a Millig GMP. And I guess that means if it was a goof up on Millig, on Millig's part, we won't receive a change order above the guaranteed maximum price. But I just want to clarify that because we didn't do that, or Wilden didn't do that either. The change orders for Wilden were, I think, things that we changed. We mean the county changed, right. Like DA's
but
windows.
Here we go again. They have contingency in here.
Wilden?
They both do. They both have contingency here, but Wilden is a lot higher compared to Milling. So that's where they probably added the extra part for the contingency.
Probably. And then on page 13, under training, second paragraph, Millig's project performance engineer, Kevin Player, trains maintenance staff. Where Wilden didn't specify an employee, I don't know if that's a huge issue or not. It's kind of your guys' opinion, too, I guess.
Is there a document that you, what's the title of what you're looking at? There's so many in the Millig's piece.
It's the last. It's not, there's nothing in the appendix that I'm looking at, Kim. This is the let's
request,
see.
Request for qualification response, Kim.
Okay.
That's the title of the document.
Gotcha. Thank okay. you.
Yeah, I'm not looking at anything in the appendix.
Okay.
Page 13, under training, second paragraph, Millig points out their employee is going to do the training. Wilden didn't, and I don't know if that's a huge concern or not. Then on page 14, under warranty support, Millig provides a one-year workmanship warranty for the installation plus transfers all standard equipment and material warranties to the owner, et cetera, et cetera. I guess one of the questions I have is, second to last sentence, in addition, Millig will keep a warranty log to document all warranty issues. And I think we need to ask Aaron with Millig, how long are they going to keep that log? Is that log going to be kept as long as whatever piece of equipment's warranty is, or just for 1 year? Because if they're going to keep track of those warranties, that would help us a bunch.
Okay.
And I have not found that, and I haven't had a chance to look through Wilden's with a real fine comb to see if they've got something like that in there. First blush, I didn't see it. Well, let's see. And on page 20 of Millig's fee proposal, scoping phase, it says their scoping phase at a rate of no higher than a dime a square foot, where standard industry standards, I should say, is 15 to 30 cents a square foot. So wondering why. I think it's because they want our work. And then on to financials. So Christy, take it from here, please.
Okay, so my only concern is, so the top part where it says the project DCC estimate, milling is actually less, but you notice, look at contingency. They're saying 62.5 and the other one's saying 175,000 for contingency. So there's a big difference there. But then when we look at percentages, Wilden is less, but Wilden did not put anything for the measure and verification or other fees. So I don't know if NA means not applicable, they're not gonna charge us, or wasn't available at that moment. So that should be a question to Weston to say, are you gonna come afterwards and say, oh yeah, measurement and verification, other fees is like, you know, 1.25 or 2% or something compared to milling.
Yeah, because if we use Millig's numbers, then it actually puts Wilden's total price.
There's a $20,000 difference between milling and Wilden. And that could be the measurement and verification or the other fees that makes the difference.
And then I want to also ask Aaron with Millig why underneath, should be the one, two, third topic down, estimated guaranteed maximum price summary. One, two, three, four, fourth row down, engineering and architectural design. Millig's is $327,328 for rounded up.
And well, because Wilden's their percentage is 14.5.
And Wilden's is 176. Yeah, but I can't.
No. Are we looking at, I'm sorry. Oh, yes. Because, well, theirs is 12% and Wilden is 6%. That's why. So
yeah,
it's just
I need to ask. Yeah, I need to ask Aaron with Millig why that huge difference. I mean, I can't probably specifically mention Wilden's name, so I'll say other applicants.
Right.
Average is 6%, which equates to 176.
It's half of what they're charging. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, look, I'm not too sure about the scoping phase fee. The scoping is 6,000 compared to 30,000. So tell me, what is scoping phase fee, Phil? What is that?
That's that square footage thing that I
that you just read about, the 10 cents?
Yes, 10 cents versus 15 to 30.
Well, there's a big, see, that's why I'm trying to take, they're close in the prices, but they're also, there's like within it, there's such big differences in some of them.
Yeah.
So I'm not too sure what Wildan is actually, what theirs is, because it's 30,000. That's a big difference.
Yeah, it's a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
And there's big differences up underneath that DCC estimate.
Right.
You know, 53,000 for Millig, 179 for Wildan.
And then and when you look at the bottom, the site supervisor hour per hour, there's a big difference on that too as well compared to Wildan.
Well, but Millig's, excuse me, Wildan's calls it a self-performed tradesman. They don't call it a supervisor. They don't title that role as a supervisor.
Right. What I'm saying, let's see.
I'm thinking they're comparing apples to oranges. We're comparing apples to oranges. That's on page 21 of Millig's.
An hourly rate to yes, but it says self-performed tradesman. At Wildan is calling it self-performed tradesman. Hourly rate.
Correct. And Millig's is saying this is supervisor.
But when I looked at it, and it says here, Phil, it says self-performed trademark, and then it says that it's 179,400. When you go up to number two, 100 number two is site supervision. See, if you're on page 27 of Wildan.
I don't have his, it didn't print out. Okay. But I've got the hourly rate.
So the description says that it's $23, fringe is $25. And when it comes down to the dollar amount for three people, it's $179,400. And that's number two on the project DCC estimate of $179,400. And the description of that is including site supervision. So that's why I put it under site supervision.
So you think that $23 includes site supervision?
It's for site supervision because that's what it is. Number two, under the DCC, that's site supervision.
And that's on
page. I think it is apples to apples. Go ahead, Paula, what were you saying?
Just page 27 of Wildan's. That's where you're getting your numbers, right?
Yes, that's where I copied all these numbers to this little spreadsheet that I did. But so that's why I compared site supervision because that's the description on number two for Wildan.
All right. So then I wonder how Millig got to 53,000.
Yeah, because it's less, but maybe they're not putting in, because this one here says it's 23 plus 575, so it's 2875 per hour. Times 40 hours per week, times 52 weeks, times three people. So maybe Milling is not using three people. Maybe they're only using one person. So that's maybe a question to ask. How many site supervisions are you having? Right?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Because it is a big difference compared to 179,000.
Yeah, it is.
Right. So maybe they only have one.
Okay. Anything else on finances?
Nope. Just that I want to ask Wildan about the measure and verification. I think that's all I really wanted to know. But
I think on page 25 of Wildan's, it's got, it maybe looks like the team that they are going to assign to us. It's under workload.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't really, it's got that Michael Gilbert and.
Well, it's saying that these are the people that worked on District 70 and School District 1. But we already know that Wildan gave 100% to School District 1 and gave us maybe 10%.
Absolutely.
We already know that. Absolutely. I know Phil's laughing, but it is the truth.
It is the truth.
It is the truth.
Well, I guess we may as well go then on to the time frames. I think so. It's project schedule. And this one really concerns me.
Okay.
This will be page 22 of Millig's. And let me see where it's at. And,
131, I think, right?
Yes, page 31. At the very row number one, it shows Los Angeles County HVAC upgrade for Wildan 606 days, for Millig 288. We would have air conditioning theoretically with Millig August 31st of next year. For Wilden, it's going to be October 28th of 2024.
And I'm wondering if it's because they're going to combine our project with this Pueblo County. They've got a couple listed on there. So are they going to put us again on the back burner or the third burner?
I think you probably...
606 days? Is that what they're saying?
Yes.
I just saw that. So that tells you that they're going to do the same thing to us, what they did to us with our electrical project.
Yep.
And we're already very happy about that.
That's what Paula's referring to. When they dedicate the percentages that their staff's going to dedicate to this project, they mentioned Pueblo West, and I don't know, there's a couple others, and I don't have it right in front of me.
I don't know if everybody saw too that Milling actually used to work with Wildan and 360.
Oh, I didn't know that.
If you looked at the resumes,
doesn't Wildan have a project starting with the high school as well?
Yeah, that's what we're saying.
I think that's the other one. Pueblo County. And with and Pueblo County Schools and us and Trinidad School.
Yeah. And
we would be the third link on there.
So I'm wondering with Wildan, is Travis in charge of all of them? Because he was in charge of the school in here, and we rarely, I guess I'm just saying what you all have already said. So.
Yeah, exactly.
On that
I think we all agree.
But I mean,
we all agree that we feel like they didn't give us the service that they've charged us. How about that?
But I think there's a question that needs to be asked of both Weston and Aaron as to why this huge discrepancy in the schedule of when these projects will be complete. Because my goodness, if we're looking at a year and 2 months longer for Wilden than Millig, we got to conduct our interviews first before we make recommendations to the commissioners.
Well, you figure that's two more summers that the commissioners have to go in the hot boardroom.
For $100,000 difference, I'm not sure it isn't worth the investment, frankly.
Well, it's $20,000 difference, isn't it?
I thought the bottom line was $120,000.
No, it's $20,000. Because we have $3,804,403. To $3,783,452.
Okay, yeah, I was
20,951 difference. And that's why I'm asking about the measurement and verification and other fees, because that can make the difference right there. If he's just didn't, because you know what else he didn't include? The general condition, Milling is saying it's 2%. Wildan didn't give us a percentage on general conditions. It just says NA on it. So there was
I was seeing a 9, but that's an 8. And you're right. If we add the 40,000 that Miller's got on the measurement and verification and other fees,
right,
that would put Wilden over or more expensive by a few dollars.
Yeah, I just want to hear from Wildan about the NAs that they put.
So why I don't think they should be able to add to this once they submitted this bid. This is their final bid.
The way I understand how this works, Kim, is that we will engage, or we will make a recommendation to the commissioners, one or the other, and then after that point we sit down and talk with them about firm numbers. But these are, as far as I'm concerned, these are firm numbers.
Okay. This is how we choose, because they have to give us some kind of baseline.
You remember whenever we did the airport interviews, we didn't talk about fees during our initial conversations with the consultant. The same thing happened with the DOLA grant out here, the Fisher's Peak Impact and Economic Study. We talked with the consultants, and then we negotiated fees after that.
Yeah, but not. I don't think a project like this with these two, because I just don't trust what they'll come in at, and then we're going to be. Because do we even know where our cash match is coming from? Underfunded and DOLA, is that what we're
and the ARPA monies.
Oh yes, but I already know that the ARPA funds, but I just didn't know where the difference is coming from, the grant side, or are we going to take from fund balance?
Well, we got 2.4 in ARPA, well, more or less, and then we get $1 million from DOLA, that's 3.4. And then we'll shoot for $1 million from underfunded. I don't think they'll give us that, but I don't know.
Okay.
I had to figure it out at one time. There's 500,000 from underfunded, so that put us at 2.9. Another $1 million from DOLA, 3.9. Yeah, it's probably have to come from fund balance.
Yeah. It's just something we just need to know before we start budgeting. So it's just something, once we get there, we're going to have to know whether, because if we go for this grant and everything and then it's denied, then we really have to figure out where we're going to cover it from.
True.
Mm-hmm.
That is true.
Okay. Yeah, those are my only questions. But now that you added, the days, what a big difference that is. But it's the same. And we all know the bottom line is Wildan's going to put us off.
That's a concern.
I think Weston thinks because he's worked with us for so many different projects that he's got us in his back pocket.
Well, he's not even on site to see how it's going. He's like the salesman that sells the car. And then after that, it's not his problem.
Did you see he put you as Los Animas County Treasurer?
What does that say?
We at the beginning of the brochure, the beginning of the proposal, he has Phil Doran, Camp Administrator, and Christy Coberly, Treasurer, County Treasurer.
Seriously. Donna would not like that.
No.
All right. If there's nothing else, then Paula, please monitor emails. If you're up to it, if not, I can take it over. I need to.
Do you have all the questions written down that you're going to ask each one, Phil?
Not
or do
yet.
You want us just to all to kind of come in? I don't want to be a hot mess.
If anybody has anything to say at any time, I want them to
interject
and say whatever you have that's on your mind.
All right.
Paula, do you feel up to it to go ahead and send those out?
Yeah, I only see that Wildan has answered us. I just checked the email now. I don't see the other one is answered yet. But I'll just go ahead and set both of them up.
Okay.
And we can always delete the other one if we don't need it. I'm hoping we need it, but.
Did you got the one with Aaron's email address? You probably did. Go ahead and just send him that link.
Just send the link anyway? Where you asked if tomorrow would work at whatever time?
Yeah, what was it, 9, I think.
Okay, I'll answer on that with the link on both of them.
And then I'll call him and tell him he's set up for 9 o'clock tomorrow unless he has some compelling reason why he can't make that.
Okay.
All right, thanks everyone.
Okay. Real quick, Phil, the price went up for Avgas for airport, and I'm probably going to leave here sometime after 3:30 maybe to go change the fuel to at the airport. Just so that, and I think it'll be like a 55 cent profit, just so we can stay competitive with Raton. Is that okay with you?
Okay. Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, bye.
Thanks, everyone.